Let's take a look at the Chapter 9 worksheet. Now, the problems here are very similar to the problems in Chapter 8, except we're not dealing with property. We're dealing with people and health expenses and disability insurance. So, number one, Bendair has a traditional health insurance plan that pays 90% of out-of-hospital expenses after a $2,000 deductible. This year, Ben's total out-of-hospital medical expenses were $4,800. How much did Ben have to pay? And we'll also calculate how much the insurance company had to pay. Well, like the deductible for your home or your auto, the deductible for your healthcare expenses means you have to pay that amount before the insurance kicks in. Now, sometimes they'll have one or two doctor's visits thrown in there, maybe a $20, $25 copay. But these traditional health plans say, pay us, come to us after you've paid the deductible, and then we'll start paying you out the money that we owe you. So $2,000 deductible means that we have to reduce that $4,800 by $2,000 to find what are the covered expenses. And that, if you look at the key or if you do it yourself, you'll find that that's $2,800. Now, that's what's covered. Remember, they only pay 90%, which is pretty darn good, right? So they will pay $2,800 times 90% or $2,520. Make sense? Yeah, right. And then we can, as we did here, take $2,800 and subtract the $2,520 that is paid by the insurance company, and that gives us $280. We alternatively could have just said, look, the other side of 90% is 10%, right? And just multiplied the 2,800 times 10% and got 280. So Ben is required to pay $280 of his covered expenses after he's paid the $2,000 deductible, and the insurance company pays $2,520. Does that make sense? Now, the problem with these plans is 90% is great, but you could be in the hospital for a few days with a serious illness and rack up $80,000 or more of healthcare costs. So for that reason, many plans have what is called a stop-loss provision. So number two, Don's health policy has a deductible of $5,000. The stop loss provision is $7,500. Now, what does that mean, right? Well, it means after he's paid a total of $7,500, he doesn't have to pay anything else. The insurance company then stops his loss and pays for everything. The policy pays 80% of all medical costs beyond the deductible. Now, he wound up in the hospital and needed a serious operation, $55,000 to take out his gallbladder or whatever. With the stop-loss provision, what is the maximum that Don will pay? If he did not have a stop-loss provision, what would he have had to pay? Yeah, let's take a look, right. Okay, so there's $55,000 of expenses, and he's got to pay the first $5,000. So with $50,000 worth of covered expenses, right, $55,000 minus $5,000, we multiply that times 80%. So the covered expenses is $55,000 minus $5,000, which is $50,000. And then the hospital will pay 80% of that. Well, great. That's $40,000. But that means Don still has to pay 10 grand. on top of the $5,000 deductible. This is not good. This is not good at all. So, since he's already paid the $5,000, once he then pays $2,500 of the $10,000 that they would normally expect him to pay without the stop-loss provision, then he is done. All he has to do is pay the total stop-loss provision of $7,500. If he didn't have it, right, he'd have to pay the $5,000 deductible and then pay the $10,000 that was not part of the, you know, that was his part, 20% of the $50,000. Yuck, right, well, that's why we like stop-loss provisions. And that's what's very prevalent when you go to the Covered California and look at the Affordable Care Act. They have very high deductibles, but they also have stop-loss provisions that mean, you know, the most you're going to pay is $7,500 or $10,000, which is still a lot of money, but it's not, you know, it's not what it could be if you had a serious, serious illness. Now, number three, Kenya Elper has take-home pay of $1,200 per week. Her disability insurance replaces 60% of her take-home pay after a 30-day, 1 month, 4 weeks, whatever, waiting period. They all mean the same thing. So if Kenya is disabled for 4 months, how much will the insurance company pay Kenya over the 4 month, 17-week period disability? Make sense? Okay? So you can think of the waiting period like a deductible. Individuals who have disability insurance have to wait out the waiting period before the disability insurance starts to pay. So it's a 1 month waiting period, a 1 month deductible. So the first month the policy pays nothing. So there are 3 months of eligible months where she will get paid. Now comes the tricky part. How many weeks in 3 months? You think it's 12, right? No, it's actually 13. I know, it's a little strange, but there are 52 weeks in a year, which means every 3 months, you basically have to add a week. So, 13 weeks. And if you do 12 weeks, I don't care. I mean, it's a big deal. Math for dates is a little tricky and can get a little crazy sometimes, but it's 13 weeks. So I constructed a very simple formula, 13 weeks times $1,200 take-home pay per week times 60%, and that comes out to $9,360. You got it? Or you could find the take-home pay for a week, which is 60% of $1,200, $720, and then multiply that times 13. So these are the exercises that will help you do the assignment. And as we said at the beginning, they're very similar to Chapter 8, automobile and home insurance, except we're dealing with health and disability. Okay? Have fun. You know what to do if you have any questions. See ya.